Blog Talk Radio.
Outside the Box, Paranormal Paragons Radio, with your host, Christine McKee. Light over dark, truth over lies, love over fear. Open your mind and free your soul. Visit us online at ParanormalParagons.com for more information and previous shows.
Well, good day and welcome back to the show. I'm hoping that you are hearing me live and loud and clear. We had a little snafu at the last 5 seconds before we went on air. Our programmer decided to try and log in, and it booted booted us out, so we had to reboot the system. So hopefully we are coming across live, loud and clear. So if you're in our chat forum, feel free to chat and let us know if you can't hear us. I'm just typing here. Hope you can hear us. Okay. So we have some calls waiting online, so we're going to actually go to those and see what's going on. So welcome, caller. You are live on the air. I hope you can hear me.
Hi, how are you?
I am fantastic. How are you doing?
I'm good. I really don't know what the show pertains to, but I was just calling in to find out, like, you know, what's going on.
Well, we're a little bit of everything. We have been on the air for quite some time, about 3-4 years, and we took a little bit of a hiatus to kind of have a break and get our family situation together. And so now we're coming back, we're getting things going again, and we're just reintroducing back to our public, to our fans, and we talk about everything from spirituality to public events to worldly events to anything psychic, paranormal, UFOs, everything and anything under the sun, which is why we're called Life Outside the Box, because there is no preset subject. It's just whatever we feel like talking about that week. So I hope that clarifies everything.
Okay. Well, I was just, you know, I just called in basically to listen and see, you know, what you guys are coming up with next.
Well, feel free to check out our previous radio shows, and you can catch those at our link at www.paranormalparagons.com, and you can listen to our previous radio shows, and that'll give you even more of an idea of the things that we've talked about.
Okay.
Thanks. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
You're most welcome. Okay, so I'm not sure how this is working. It seems to be having a bit of a meltdown here. Okay, so we're good. So welcome back, and thanks for joining us. I know it was kind of a last-minute thing. We didn't do too much promo on it this time. We just decided to take the bull by the horns and get out there and get things going again. So with that being said, we are not doing as lengthy a show as we used to do. We figured that we could get our message out and across in a half-hour show. So we're not doing the two-hour shows anymore. We found it to be exhausting and tiring, especially when we were doing the psychic readings. We found that by the time we were done, we were exhausted. We were tired. We were falling asleep. So we decided to just have the short one. Now, our manager was supposed to be joining me today, but for some reason we had some technical difficulties, so he's not joining me today, but he will definitely join me in the future. Now, we're going to be having another radio show next Saturday, and in that show, we will be having our guest host from Paranormal Paragons. We will be having my son, Sam Sears. He will be joining us. And in that show, we'll be talking a lot about negative energies, negative entities, how to get rid of them, how to cleanse your house, cleanse your workspace, all those kind of things. Now, we do have some videos on our YouTube channel where Sam walks you through the smudging process. And a lot of TV shows have led you to believe that, you know, if you have a negative entity, some people call them demons, some people call them negative entities, people have been misled to believe that if you smudge your home, splash a little holy oil or holy water here and there, that it's good as gold. This is not necessarily so. Sometimes drastic measures need to be taken, and it's never been talked about before, and it's never been shown how that is done. We are groundbreaking. We are going to be sharing that tidbit of information on our show next Saturday with Sam Sears. We are going to talk in detail about how these energies are cleansed and how we get rid of them completely, forever, never to return again. So we're going to be breaking the ground on that because nobody's ever really discussed that before. It's been some big, huge secret, and we are breaking the ground with sharing that information. So we hope that you will tune in next week and listen in on how to deal with that. Now, what else are we going to be sharing? Well, we're going to be introducing each of the team members of the Paranormal Paragons, and they're going to be talking about the different aspects that they bring to the group and different interests that they have. We have Suzanne on our team. She will be talking about all things Wiccan. Sam Sears, he's our native healer, and he will be discussing all things energy-based and healing-based. And we have Kaz Woods, and she will be discussing basically about the different layers of negative energies and hell and all the, she's our demonologist expert. So she will be discussing all things to do with demons and what level they are and how she finds them during an investigation and how she gets rid of them. From time to time, our student, I don't know if I want to call her a student. She's in training with us. Her name is Jen Lobsinger. And she's a very gifted young lady. And she will be joining us from time to time and taking questions for whatever you want to ask her. She is a psychic in training. She is under the tutelage of Sam Sears. So she will be answering any questions that you have. And, of course, there is myself, who will be conducting most of the radio shows. And you will get a chance to ask me any questions that you have. If you want to call in now and ask some questions, feel free to do that. The number to call is 929-477-3760. You can call in via telephone or Skype if you like. And you can ask any questions that you like. Now, there will be specified shows where we will be doing psychic readings and tarot readings, all those kind of lovely things. we will set those aside for specific radio shows so that you can know well in advance and have any questions that you want answered written down so that you're not second guessing. Because we get a lot of people who call last minute and go, oh, now I don't know what I want to ask. So when we, you know, put those shows up and warn you well in advance, then you can have those questions ready for us. So what's going on with the Paragons right now? We are just kind of taking a Christmas vacation and a winter hiatus. There's not really much that goes on in the wintertime as far as the paranormal investigations go. But we are starting up again in March, and we have some good news to share that we're not going to jinx. We're not going to share until it's done, it's over, and the next step is on the way. Then we will announce that good news. So, that will come in time. So, but we want to thank you for joining us. And it's a little bit awkward taking it by myself. I was kind of hoping to have the co-host with me. But, you know, it is what it is. And he can definitely come on another time. Once we get to all the radio show gear up and running, and it's still in boxes in the basement. Yes, I know, we've been in the office for 2 years here. But, you know, we've had some life-affirming and life-changing events that went on in those 2 years. So I got reconnected with my son and now am a grandmother. Yes, I'm a grandmama. And he is adorable. For those that want to see what's going on in my life, feel free to follow me on Twitter. That link is on our Paragons website. So we do have Twitter for the Paragons, and myself included has a separate account. Each member, I don't know, they're thinking about getting their own Twitter account. But, you know, they've got lives. My son is in school, and so he's busy with his engineer program at the university. So he's quite a busy fellow between that and being a dad, full-time dad. It's quite a busy life for us. So our Paragon stuff is still there. We're still quite active in the community, but it's a lot less involved than we used to be. You know, life has a way of doing that to people. So it makes you busy. But, and I myself got a new job. I now work for the city transit. Yay! So that was a job I had been trying to get into for 7 years. Finally got it. So dream job achieved. Radio show back on. And Paragon's team moving forward. So things are working as they should. You know, you have these visions for how you want your life to be. And there were certain things that I saw vision-wise and psychically-wise taking place for myself and my teammates. And things have been altered and things are a little bit different. They're not happening exactly how I had imagined them. But psychically, they're turning out exactly how they should. So I'm quite pleased with that. There are some rough spots, but, you know, we are working through them and we're doing what we can. So, but we do appreciate you, our fans, hanging in there with us and supporting us and lovingly sending us emails from time to time. Sarah, thank you so much. I got your email. I hope that you're out there listening today. And I got your email wondering where we were and just sending us your love and support for what we've done in the past and how we've helped people. So we appreciate that. And we do appreciate our fans coming out and supporting us when they do. So you are not forgotten. We just, you know, we had to put things on hiatus for a while. Life has a way of catching up with you. So But thank you so much for joining us, and we look forward to our first official show next weekend, same time, same channel, and we will have more for you in store then, and we're always about educating. So thank you so much for joining us today, and join us back again next weekend, same day, same time frame, and we can take your questions then about demons and negative entities and negative energies and how to get rid of them. So take care, and have yourself a fantastic, fantastic day.